The clouds have been stubborn and slow to break up in many areas this afternoon. We've also had a few areas of light rain and some snow showers come through from time to time. The exception is across the far south, where there have been some very nice breaks of sunshine from the mid and lower Hudson Valley east into Connecticut. Moving ahead, we'll have this upper-level disturbance that is responsible for all of these clouds today, but will continue to push off to the east. And as that disturbance moves away, we will begin to see a clearing trend across the region as we work into tonight. So we will call it partly to mostly cloudy across the region. Clouds will linger longest across the north, where it will be variably to mostly cloudy tonight. In the capital region, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, and across the far south, it will be mainly clear. Overnight temperatures will be mainly in the 20s and low 30s. A few spots well south of Albany may hold in the mid-30s through the night. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure build in. So we're looking for more sunshine as we head into the weekend, partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday. And temperatures look to be quite pleasant, running in the 40s and 50s across New York and western New England. The weather is nice again on Sunday, as that high-pressure area remains in control. In fact, it will be a few degrees warmer than tomorrow, with temperatures in the upper 40s to lower and mid-50s. So for the first weekend of December, things are looking quite nice across the region. As we head into early next week, we'll see a little cooler shot of air work in on Monday, but it will still be pretty pleasant, with daytime temperatures running in the 40s. To around 50 degrees. Now, as we work into the Tuesday and Wednesday time frame, there is potential for a storm offshore. The computer models are still a bit all over the place with the exact track of that storm, but there is the potential for a little bit of mixed precipitation as we work through the middle part of next week, but there's also a chance that storm will pass out to sea. We'll have more on that in the coming days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably cloudy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the upper 40s to lower and mid-50s, and on Monday, partly sunny and slightly cooler, with highs in the 40s to around 50. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.